Simin Shein Zemekoimi. This Shein Zemekoimi. This is not the right place where this parasha belongs. So Rashi Shein Zemekoimi Shein Ruya Lakan. The Lav Bahalichas Masoyis Mishtoi Liel Mino. But he been Soyhorin is talking about the moving of the Orin when the Klai Yisrael move, and the Psukim before here is not talking about the Nisi of Klai Yisrael. Ela B'digolem Hoyisaruy Lekosiv. Really, it should have been put before in the beginning of Bamidbar by the Degolim. The Parsha is Bamidbar Sinai. So that's why Hashem put Simonim here to show that this Parsha is in the wrong place. Rebbe Yoimah, Rebbe says no. Loi min Hashem huzeh. This is not the reason why Hashem in the Torah has Simonim, it has the Nun Hofoch and before and afterwards. Ela mifnei she sefer choshevu bifnei atzmai. The Rebbe holds this is considered a sefer by itself. These few sentences is considered a parasha sefer by itself. So the Gemara Keman Oz Lohodi Yomer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So we have Bar Nachman, son of the Gersa Bar Nachmeni. Omer Reb Yenison Chotzvo Amudel Shiva. Pasuk in Mishlei says like the Chotzvo, the hollowed out Amudel, the Omud is there seven Amudim. What does that mean? Where do we have seven? Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. There are seven Sifrei Torah. Even though usually we say there are Chamishi Chumshe Torah, this man Yom holds no, there are seven. Is Kaman, how do we have seven Sifrei Torah? Is Karebi. This goes according to Rebbe. The Rebbe holds the Parsha of Ahiv bin Soyhoran is considered a Parsha by itself. Therefore, the Parsha before that and the Parsha after that is also considered a Sefer by itself. Kum decides by Midbar has three Svarim to it. And the other four, you have seven Svarim. So Drashi loy min Hashem muzeh. Loy zeh Hashem shel taimei hasimonius tibim koimei hu. As Rebbe holds, no, really Ahiv bin Soy is in the right place. The Parsha zu betchilas maser shenosu mihasinai. He's talking about the beginning of the moving when Klai Yisrael moved from Har Sinai. I recursively yell, meaning like I said before that, V'yi b'chodesh ha'sheni, b'ashon ha'shenis, b'yesum ha'chodesh na le'olon. So about the psukim right before does talk about the Nisiyah, so therefore this parsha is in its place. Thus how Rebbe. Has it done a kam holds that this, even though it says one posik about it, but this is not the Ikum Mokum for the Nisiyas. The Ikum Mokum and Nisiyas was at the beginning of Amidbar. That's where the Golem, by the parsha of the Golem. But Rebbe holds no, it's enough that about one pasuk before talks about the Nesiyah, that's enough to give it a shame it's been claiming. So why do we have Simona before? To tell us it's called a Sefer by itself. So Drashi, Zayin, Sifrei Torah, the Pasha, Zu, Sefer Liatzmoy. This Pasha, where he'd been served, is considered a Sefer by itself. Nimser, Shelamala, Sefer Liatzmoy. Before this is also called a Sefer by itself. Vishelamata, Sefer Liatzmoy. Even underneath this is also called a Sefer by itself. From the Soyuz by Midbar has three Svarim to it. So Ibazoi, that's why the Torah gave Simonim here to tell us it's called a Sefer by itself. So the Gemara, Man Tana the Pola Galei the Rebbe, who's the Tana that Din Zechan Rebbe that says no, the Vahib in Soyhoron is not in its right place? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Einer. This Pasha will be uprooted from its place, and it's going to be written in its right place. Why, like right now, but how come right now that it's in the place where it is? Why did Hashem put Vahib in Soya where it is? Is Kedela Hapsik Ben Peronius Rishona Le Peronius Shnia. To put the one parasha in between the two Puranis, the two Chatoim that Yidin did, and they got an Einish for it. So to separate the two Einishim, Hashem put this parasha there. Puranis, Shniya, Mahi, what's the second Einish that Yidin got? Al the Chetfon, Vahi, Om, Kimasainanim. The Am were complaining, and because of that, they got an Einish. So the Pasuk itself doesn't say really what they were complaining about. I once heard a Shmuz from Shmuel Vozno Shlita. That learned the Pshat this time, the fact that the Yidin were complaining, that alone is a tremendous threat. Here you just got the Torah from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Yid has to be tzufriden, the Abish that takes care of us. If a Yidin in the matzil of complaining, poshet geret, you're complaining about things, you're not samech pechalkai, that alone is a tremendous taina. That was the second chet, and for that they got a moinish. What was Peronius Rishon? What was the first chet they did? First it says, Vayisu mehar Hashem. They went away from the Har Hashem. We'll soon see Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says the famous the Medrash that they bled like a tinei kaparech from a beis haSefer. Like right after Har Sinai, they ran away too fast, like a teenager that runs away from the yeshiva, that's not covet. So Rashi learns, Asida Parsha Zul Osid Vehimosa Mashiach Shiokola Peronius Betalim, there'll be no more Peronius then, Vulo Yidagul Peronius, we won't be afraid of Peronius, Vietzara Bottle. The Yetzara will be Bottle, so Mela then, we won't, the Parsha will be out of its place, won't be in that place anymore. Now, what's the Chetz with Rashi? Miachri Hashem. Vetech Yumu Yom Lamasum, they started to travel 3 days, Hisabu Hasav Sif Taibu, they had a Taibu ready to have the meat. Lisroyim al bosek kadeh limrud b'kodesh b'ruchu. The reason why they wanted the meat was just time to be murmuring to go k'neged Hashem. So that was their first chet. So they learned Rashi. Tosfos learns not mashma like that. So therefore Tosfos learns that vayisum har Hashem means that the Medrash says they were like a tina kaparech m'beis ha-sefer. Fight v'yomer Rabbi Chomo v'Rabbi Chanina. What is pshan this posik vayisum har Hashem shesoru me'achri Hashem. They went away from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So that's Pshat. Rashi learns that they had this taiva for the boso to be murdered in Hashem. And Tosfos says it means like the Medrash says, or like a tinik, haparech mebeis ha-sefer. So the more of a heichon mekoyma, where is this real mokum, where does this parasha belong? Amar Rav Asher b'degolem. It belongs to the beginning of Bamidbar with the parasha of the golem, that's when Vehi ben Soi Horon, that's when they first travel started to move. So the Gemara now, Mushailam. The gilyon means the blank part of the Sefer Torah, the blank part of the parchment, either on top of the ksav or on bottom, in between the dafim, bein pasha le pasha. The gilyon by itself is matzilun oisam if they had leka on Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house. Can you save these from the fire? Or yein matzilun oisam if they had leka? Or else, no, you're not allowed to save these from the fire on Shabbos. Is a sefer Torah alone, you are allowed to save. What about the gilyon? What about just the blank part of the klafim? Can you save them or not? Sidrashi aguyonim means klafin chalokim, the blank part of the klaf. Ogesalkatayit will have meaning is now hashdon to the chol stodim sheyiyu chalokim kumi boile. Any way that it's blank, that there's no ksav is a shaylam. They're going cholok shalomalo v'shalomato v'shenimcha ksove v'nasa cholok. Whether it was blank to start off with, the top part of the parchment, the bottom part, or else even the middle part of the parchment, that you once had a ksav, but then the ksav got erased, so now the parchment without the ksav, it's a shayla, can you save this part of the parchment or not, from a dleker on Shabbos? Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you raya. Sefer Torah, Shabola, the Sefer Torah, they got ruined. That means Shabola got fafoiled. Im yesh, poilukot shumoinim v'chomish oisiyois. If you have still left over in the Sefer Torah 85 oisiyos, could go in pashas by Hibin Soyoron, that's as big as the pasha of Hibin Soyoron, is Matzilun. Then you're allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. V'yim lav, but if you don't have 85 oisiyos, that's, you know, it's really, what's the amount of 85? Because that's this pasha of Hibin Soyoron. Not that you need the words of Hibin Soyoron. Just if you have that many, that number of oisiyos, 85, that's called a chashav sefer yet, and it still has kedusha. But let's say you don't have 85 oisiyos scattered out throughout the whole sefer Torah, is ein matzilun. You're not allowed to save this sefer from the fire on Shabbos. In the case where you have a fire in your house, you're not allowed to carry the sefer out of your house into another chotzer that doesn't have an eruv together. Rabbanu more matiyu. Is the kashav yamai? Why is it us to carry the Sefer Torah out, even though it does not kedusha anymore? Al tiksav of the tefet le mishum gilyon, today akol ponim, the sides of it shouldn't be worse than the gilyon, the parchment itself. If you want to tell me for the blank part of the parchment, you're allowed to save it from Shabbos. To hear that the whole Sefer Torah got nimcha, got this erased, so it should also still have the kedusha of the gilyon. Now the Gemara name bola shani, here where the Sefer Torah got fafoiled, that's worse. Then avad the kedusha goes off it. Zedrashi bola shani. The chivon shebola, once the Sefer Torah itself got fulfilled, got destroyed like a gilyon bottle. Even the sides of the Sefer, the blank part is also bought to its kedusha. The chimi boile, when do I have my suffix? Shavuyonim kayomim eleshak savolach. Where the gilyon itself is all there. You have the complete gilyon. Just the ksav itself, the actual writing, got erased. But not that the whole parchment was bola, got fafoiled. Where it got fafoiled, then Avadit loses its kedusha. But where the parchment is still there, just the ksav was nimchak, we have our suffix, is it still have a kedusha or not? So the Mara Torah Shema, come in here, I'll bring you another raya. Sefer Torah, shenimchak, You have the Sefer Torah that the Oisius just got erased, it didn't get fulfilled. It's not Bola. It's just Nimchak. If there are enough letters scattered throughout those Sefer to the amount of 85, Kagoin, and that's the Schum of Pashas Vahibin Soyhoroin, is Matilin. Then you're allowed to save the Sefer from the fire on Shabbos. V'yim la, but if you can't find throughout the whole Sefer 85 Oisiyos, you should know that din is Ein Matzilin. You're not allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. Is the Kasha V'yamai, why can't you save it? Tepek Le'mishim Gilyon Didei. If you're going to tell me that the Gilyon, the blank part of the clap of the Sefer Torah, has Kedush, you're allowed to save it. Here also, there's blank part, why can't you save that part at least? Talking about now, you had a good Sefer Torah, just Nimchak, just the Oisius itself got erased, but the Sefer is still there. So why is it worse, the fact that it got erased, than the original sides of the Sefer, the blank part of the parchment? Trashi v'tepik le mishum gilyon didei. Tainu kol ha-Sefer Torah, it's this whole Sefer Torah now, should have a shem gilyon. And if not, the Ksav got erased, so what? But it has a gilyon there. Now, the Gemara, Mokir ma-Ksav lo-kim i-boyili. No, it's a difference. The place there, Metchila, where you wrote the Sefer Torah, you wrote Bereishis Bara Elokim, the reason why there's Kedusha on this part of the parchment is because of the Ksav, because you wrote Bereishis Bara Elokim. Now when the Bereishis gets erased, the Kedusha goes away. Techi Kodesh Zokti Gemara Agav Ksav Hu the Kodesh. It only got its Kedusha Metchila because of the Ksav. Also Ksav, when the Ksav goes away, is also Lo Kedusha Osei. Avad the Kedusha also goes away. When is my suffix about the gilyon, about the sides of the klaf? If it's last kedusha not, shomalo v'shomato, with the top part of the Sefer Torah or the bottom part of the klaf? Or el shebein parasha l'parasha, between one parasha and another parasha, a more you leave four lines blank. Or el shebein daf l'daf, between one daf and the next daf. When you start writing gracious, you have to leave over enough parchment to go around the omud, the stick of the Sefer Torah, and Sheba Sefer Sefer. After you finish writing the worm, you have to have a bigger piece of cloth, enough to go around those Sefer Torah. So those pieces of parchment, that Metchila, never had a ksav on it, now it's a shal, does it still have enough kedusha to save it from a fire? That's the shayla. So Drashi, Mokum HaKsav Shenimchak, the part of the parchment that had the Ksav, had Bereishis Bara, that only got its Kedusha because of the Ksav. So Pshita Loi Miboyel is a Drashi Devad, and Migrogoro, there it's worse. Tichi Kodesh Mikoro Lav L'Shem Gilyon Cholek Kodesh, it didn't get its Kedusha at the beginning from being blank. Elo Adaito the Ksav, it got its Kedusha because you wanted to write on it. Tichi Vendozo Loi Ksav, Poka b'tushosei, and the Baal Tiksav not got erased, the Baal Tiksav went away. No, where is our Shaila, Shel Malo Mata, the Mitchilo L'Shem Cholek Kodesh, but at the beginning, it was Cholek, it was blank, the top part of the Sefer Torah, the bottom part of the Sefer Torah. V'hashto k'shenimchak, and now when the Guf of the Ksav got erased, ha-Sefer Nami Choleku, the whole Sefer now is blank. So do we say that the top part of the Sefer still retained this Kedusha because its whole Kedusha was to be blank anyway? So now that it's still blank, it still has this Kedusha? Or no? That's still, we have a Sefer, we have Naraya. For the Gemara good v'tepik le mishumahu. So it's still Shver. The last Brisa says, if you had a Sefer Torah that got erased, you can't save it if it has less than 85 Oisiyos. For the Gemara, but I call upon him, let's save it because of the Gilyon Didei. There's the top part of it, the bottom part of it, the part that was always blank from the beginning. So that part should still have its Kedusha. So since you can't save it, you see it's also. Have the Gemara name. We're talking about the Gemara, the guy is Vishadji. I tell you, it came to him that this Sefer Torah now, that the Oisiyos, when Nimchak is talking about with the top part of the klaf or the bottom part or the size of the klaf, you're already cut off and it's not here anymore. So the only thing that's left of this Sefer Torah is the Ksav itself. So now we say if the Ksav got erased, it's Oslo, it has no Kedusha. But our Shalom is when you do have the sides and the top and the bottom part of the parchment, can you save that or not? So from here you have Naraya. So Drashi Ochi Gassinim, V'tepik Lei Mishomahu, the guy is Vishadja. V'ochi Prushe, V'tepik Lei Diafagav Diyem, because they look at Pahe Oisiyas, you don't have enough to collect 85 Oisiyas. Of the heavenly lemistim, if Raisa Matilin, so we should learn you how to save it. Mishumahu Revach, Shomalomata, because I call upon him, there's the blank part of the parchment, the gilyon, the top part that before you start writing the ksav, and the bottom part. El alav l'chur from here should be raya poshet minei diyein matil. You're not allowed to save it. Well, mishani the Gemara is there. It's no. The guy is v'shad yishenech techu hadil yoinim. We're talking about now where you cut off the top part and the bottom part. Lo nishtaye boy el mokom aksav was only left over, only the mokom aksav, not more. So maybe we have the right to our shayla. So Gemara Toshima, I'll bring you raya. Haguyonim shomalo v'shomate. It's the guyon, that's the blank part of the parchment. On top, before you start writing the parchment. V'shomate, on the bottom of it, you leave the space blank. Shebein pash la pasha. Ro shebein dacho daf. Shebetchilas ha-seifa, shebe-seif ha-seifa. Is metamemes yadayim. It has tumas yadayim negeir to truma. That if you touch it, your hand becomes tame, you can't eat truma with it. So you see, the Guyon itself has Kedusha. And the Gemara, Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shani. Maybe here we're talking about where you have a whole Sefer Torah that's kosher. No, you're not touching the part of the Sefer Torah of the Ksav. You're just touching the Guyon. So that's the Chiddush that also could be Matami your hands. But maybe it's only has Kedusha because there is a good Sefer Torah here. But our Shiloh is where the Gufa Sefer Torah is Nimchak, it has no Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. What about the Guyon? Now we still have a Shiloh. Right. Toshima. Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim ein matzilin oisim afnei hadleike. If you have the guyon, he said, have a minute, that's a case by itself. If you have the top part, the blank part of the parchments, and then you have a sefer Torah that a min, that means somebody that's oduk and avoid the zorah, that works for the avoid the zorahs, that's called the shayno perish. He's worse than stamina over the avoid the zorah. He's somebody that knew the halachas, he knew about Hashem, then he was a perish, it's called an oduk and avoid the zorah. So when he writes a Sefer Torah, it has no Kedusha, and we'll soon see, even allowed to burn it Metchilam. Say, Avad, if you have it in the house on Shabbos, and there's a fire there, you're not allowed to save it. Ain't Matil Nesmuth Ne'ad Lekum. Elu Nesrofim Bim Koyman, Hein V'yatzchir Oseim. You're supposed to let it be burnt in its place, the Sefer Torah, with the Hashem's name written on it also. The Akol Bonim, it says Tudinim, it says HaGulyoinim, V'sifrei Minim. So the more my love, isn't it, that Gulyoinim is one case by itself. It means Gulyonim de Sefer Torah. The Gulyon of a regular Sefer Torah. That also you're not allowed to save. You have to let it be burnt on Shabbos. So you see, Kloy, you're not allowed to save the Gulyon from a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara Loy, I tell you, here is no Raya. Here is talking about Gulyonim de Sifrei Minim. It's like one case. Telling if you have the Gulyon, the blank part of the Sefer Torah, from this Min, you're not allowed to save it. Fred the Gemara, no. Hash de Sifrei Minim Gufayim. Ein Matzilim, that can't be Pshat. The Gufa Sefer Torah that Amin wrote, you're not allowed to save, you're allowed to let it be burnt in its place. Is Guyonim, boy? You have to tell me if you have the blank part of it, the blank part of the parchments of Amin, that you're not allowed to save, treat you can't save it. Madr the Gufa Sefer Torah you can't save, Amad the Guyon today you can't save. And the Gemara Hakikom, this is what it means to say. V'sifrei minim harayin kiguyonim. It means to say that a Sefer Torah that Amin writes has no Kiddush at all, and it's as if Mamish did just time a portion of blank piece of parchment. Just like a blank piece of parchment before you wrote any different Kiddush on it, it has no Kiddush. The same thing, the Sefer that Amin wrote, has no Kiddush at all. So Drashi, Sifrei Minim, Harein, Kiguyainim, Kekolofin Chalokim, like a blank piece of cloth, Shaloi Nichtav, Bohemirilim, that would have no Ksir at all. That's all the Braisa means. We have no Raya to our Shaila. Our Shaila is, where you have a parchment that you wrote the Sefer Torah on it, nor you had the blank part of it that was never written on, does that still have its Kedusha now or not? So that Shaila will not push it. The Mara Gufa, HaGulyonim V'Sifrei Minim Ein Matzil Noisim Afnei Hadleika. You're not allowed to save it on Shabbos, the Sefer Torah that Amin wrote. So what about in the middle of the weekday? We have Yaisi Yoimeh B'Choyl. In the middle of the weekday, if you have this Sefer Torah that Amin wrote, is Koydor Eser Askoris Shabbat, you have to cut out the mokum of Hashem's name, the Goinzon, and that Hashem's name you should bury, the Yashar Soifer, and the rest of the Sefer Torah, though, you should bury. Thus out there you should burn. That's Rabbi Yasi. He said, it has no Kedusha to it, there's no Shalot from Bizoyin HaKodesh, the Sifra HaKodesh, not about you're supposed to burn this. Agaf Mir, again we see, Hastamazoy, to burn a Sefer Torah, to burn Shemus, is so called the Bizoyin HaSeifer. The Eitzer is only to bury Shemus. But here, since it has no Kedusha, you're not even burn it. Like he holds no. He says like a Lushan that if I don't do this, I should have to bury my own son. Shim Yavoyu Liyodai Shani Esroif Oisom Viestas Korosheben. Has he also stark that if he had a Sefer Torah that a min wrote, he would burn it the way it is with the Askaros. Hesiod, you don't have to cut out the Askaros and bury them. Neven Hashem's name, since the Min wrote it, he didn't write it L'Shem Hashem, he wrote L'Shem Avoy Dezorah, it has no Kedusha, you're allowed to burn the whole thing. So, the Vaita, Reb Tarfin, Sha'afilu Odom Reidef Achav, a person is running after you, L'Horga, to kill you, or else V'Nochosh Rots L'Achishai, a snake is coming to bite you. Is nichnas le beis avoy dezora? You have a head to go into a beis avoy dezora, to church. Of the ein nichnas le boteim shalelu, but don't go into the house of these people that are minim that are koyfrim in Hashem. Shalolu makirim the koyfrim. These minim are people that were once makir Hashem and then they became a koyfer. So that's terrible because they'll teach you also to be koyfrim. Well, the alolu astam beis avoy dezora ein makirim the koyfrim. They never knew a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're brought up to be an Eved Avoy Dezorah, they're not so gefelich. Fialeim HaKosavoyman, and then the Pasuk says, Achar HaDeles VeHamezuzah Samta Zichronoch. Whereas these people once knew a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they didn't forget Hashem. Just they put Hashem in the back of the door. As if now they don't want to know Hashem. So they are terrible people that get tremendous einish, and you have to stay away from them. Rashi Shalolu Nochrim O'Evdim Avoy Dezorah Ein Inim Makirin. It's not so good fellow, they didn't know better. That's the way the father taught them to deal with the Zohar. Hashem can hear these people once knew Hashem, and now they went away from Hashem. That's good fellow. The Pasuk says, V'achar ha'delos ha'mezuzah samte zichronoch, zichron hu biyotcha, you remember me. V'ene shichra, I'm not forgetting by you, loch. Ela sheshlach tois yachar ha'delos. Just you threw me in the back of the door. That's what Hashem is saying upon these people. Omer Rav Yishmuel, kal v'chayme, that you should be allowed to burn the Sefer Torah that a min wrote. U'ma'alase sholem ben ishtel yishtor, by the Parsha Soita, you're allowed to take Hashem's name. Omre Torah shemi shenichta b'kdusha, yimchalamayim halolu, yimchalamayim, that if you write down the Parsha of the Olam, and say on the parchment, you're allowed to put it into the water, to be ma'ich Hashem's name, to have to be ma'atul sholem ben ishtel yishtor, halolu, these minim, Shematilin kina v'eva v'sachus ben Yisrael avin shabashamayim. Is they're doing tremendous chatoim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates them, and they're making kina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lachas kamo v'kamo that we were allowed to burn them, we were allowed to destroy this Sefer Torah. The aleim ama David, and on them David said, Haloi misan echo Hashem esno. His whoever Hashem hates, I will hate. Ovis koimemecho es koita. Whoever like goes connected Hashem, I will go connected him also. And tachlis sinah sinaisim, with 100% sinah hate him. Li'oivim hoyuli, they should be my enemies. In other words, people that do bad, that do chatoyim, that like hate Hashem, there's a mitzvah you're supposed to hate them also. Kishem, right? To kishem shem atzil noisam if nehad leka. The same way you don't save them, the Sefer Torah, from a fire on Shabbos. Kachen matzilun oison loimen amapolus. The same thing, you don't save the Sefer that the min wrote from a mapolus if a wall fell on top of it. For loimen amayim, and it was drowning in the water, you don't have to go to save it either. For loimen dover amavdin, not if anything is ruining it, you're supposed to let it be ruined. There's no union to save this Sefer Torah that the min wrote. The Kofonim, our first shayla about the Gilyan, lies by Sufik, we're not pushing the shayla. But Lalach and Shulchan Aruch has brought down Ein Matzilim, that you're not allowed to save the Gilyan by itself on Shabbos. So the more vital. Boi minei Yosef Barachonin Ravi Avuha. Hani Sifre de Ve'avidim. It's the Sefer Torah that was written for the purpose of Ve'avidim, the Mosonsim. Matzilim Oysom of Nehad Leiko Oy Ein Matzilim. That's the shayla. Are you allowed to save this Sefer from a fire on Shabbos or not? What's the called Sefer, the Ve Avidin? So Drashi, Svorim Shekosvu Lehen Haminim, the Saka Sefer that Amin wrote, Lesvachachim Yisrael, that used to have arguments, the Yidin and the Goyim together. Omokim Shemesvachachim Shom Korolea Ve Avidin. The place where they used to have these arguments together was called the Ve Avidin. So the Goyim placed it as Min wrote a Sefer, in order to prove different sukkim, different points to the Yidin. So does this sefer have any kedusha now to save it from a dleik on Shabbat? That was the shayla. So he answered back, in v'lav rof of yodah. Yes, no, he wasn't sure about it. Shashi zimnin omale in, zimnin omale loy. Rav loy also levei avidin. Rav never wanted to go to the levei avidin. He didn't want to have vichuach, his arguments with the goyim. V'kol shchein levei nitzarfi. Navadi didn't go to levei nitzarfi, as a trashi, avoy de zora. Alright, this usually means the Christians, could be it means Yoshka. The Kach Shemot, that was the name of it. For them, he didn't want to go. Shmuel levei nitzarfi lo yozel. Shmuel didn't want to go to the main tzarfi, talk to these avoy dezoras. Of a levei avidon ozel. He went to have ikhuach with Sam de goyim of levei avidon. Omalei le rova, said, yes, rova, my time le yozel levei avidon. How come you, rova, doesn't come to the levei avidon? Omalehu, he answered him back, dik lo palnya ikha biurcham. There's a big palm tree in the way that blocked me from coming. Because it's hard for me to go. So Rashi learned this wasn't really an answer. He was just manchin the kash. No, the kids said Rava didn't want to go. So they said, Niakriya, we'll uproot the tree then for you, so you won't have any problems of coming here. So he answered them, Duchte Koshli, Abazoy then their groot. The Drashish Te Shanguma, there'll be a hole there. In Amen is Sisoy, the Koshli Rechoy, or smell bad for me. So Rashi says, Klob. The Cholze Shoyu Messiorim Rav Rava Milechat Levei Avidin Shema Miter Shizvachu Yamdo Leim Vihorgum. Because the kids are afraid to go to argue with the Goyim, because maybe while the argument will come and kill them. So the kids are Rava didn't want to go. Is Ma Bar Yosef Oma Ano Minayu, means I'm used to going there. Ano Volei Mestafina Minayu, I'm not afraid of them. But the Zimne Chode once happened also, and he went. And boyless chunei, and they wanted to bring him into sakona. They wanted to come out to kill him. So the kitzur was a pretty much of a sakona to go to the zvei avidon to have this vichuach with the goyim. So the mori imor sholoim, that's her name, the veisur the Rebbe Eliezer, that was Rebbe Eliezer's wife. Achtei the Rebbe Gamliel, it was Rebbe Gamliel's sister. Heavy yohu filisufa bishrefusei. They had rush learns filisufa means a min. I'll call upon a type of philosopher that when Sardis says Chochma Yumas, a type of a person that considered a Chochma by the Umas. The Heve Shokul Shmo Deloy Mekabel Sheikhtav. He had a name that he was a Mekabel Sheikhtav.